Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The Marinette County Sheriff's Office is searching for a robber who stuck up a bank in Pembine Monday afternoon. The suspect is described as tall with thin to medium build, wearing light blue jeans, a dark sweatshirt or jacket, dark gloves, and a mask. No injuries were reported from the incident, which happened at about 1:15 p.m. at the Stevenson National Bank and Trust in Pembine. The armed robbery is said to be similar to a one at the United Federal Credit Union in Escanaba on Friday. And scientists with the DNR say hunters in the western part of the state should have the deer they harvest this fall checked for chronic wasting disease. CWD has been hard on deer farmers. The disease affects the animals' brains, causing them to lose weight, act strangely, and eventually die. Wisconsin deer farmers were paid about $330,000 in compensation last year when their herds were wiped out due to concerns about infections. And a handful of Governor Evers' cabinet members stopped in Wausau Monday to talk about how the just-signed state budget impacts their future plans. State Superintendent Carolyn Stanford Taylor says added money for special education means a better experience for all students.
The additional per pupil dollars will allow them to look at the whole general population for instruction, for additional resources and tools that they need in the classrooms.
Stanford Taylor says an increase in funding for special education will make a difference statewide.
Again, the investment in special ed that's been flat funded for 10 years, that's exciting that we're getting something. There's movement. I guess that's one way to say it.
Stanford Taylor and others reiterated the budget is a down payment on the governor's plans that will need to be continued into the next two-year cycle. And progress continues in portions of the Schwamigan-Nicolet National Forest ravaged by heavy rains and flooding in 2016 and 2018. The main damage was in the Great Divide District in the forest's northwestern area. Forest spokesperson Hillary Markin says crews have been working hard.
This is going to be kind of our big push of construction happening this summer. We have lots of roads that are under construction right now and more to come as we go through the summer here in months. But we hope to have everything done kind of by the end of construction season for the most part. We may have a few roads projects that carry over into next year, but the bulk of the work is going to get done this summer.
With both of these events, the forest has been working with the Federal Highway Administration's Eastern Federal Lands Highway Division to complete highway survey reports, negotiate repairs, and complete permanent repairs. Markin says details of the repairs are available online.
On our website, you can go and check these out every week. We're posting a new update to show where the construction's happening, so you'll see a map and a list of roads and what's happening on those roads. And so we have the ones in orange are under construction, and then you kind of can look at the chart and see, you know, how many days it might be under construction. Some of them have some temporary closures on there, so they might be closed for a day or two while the work's complete.
The National Weather Service reported multiple rounds of severe storms impacted Minnesota and northwestern Wisconsin Monday, July 11th, 2016. And polling by Marquette University finds strong opposition to gerrymandering in Wisconsin. 63% of Republicans and 76% of independents say they oppose partisan-drawn legislative district boundaries. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling on the matter last week means the only way for groups like the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign to change things is on the state level. As it stands now, the legislature draws those district lines in Wisconsin, last drawn by Republicans in 2010 and 2011. And the La Crosse County Medical Examiner says they have had 8 drug-related overdose cases in the last 5 days, one resulting in death. Local authorities say they suspect the overdoses are caused by heroin laced with an unidentified drug, possibly fentanyl. Medical Examiner Timothy Candle says there's been a similar spike in neighboring counties. The experts say the drug users can't tell the difference until they use the drugs, but some doses could be up to 1,000 times more potent than what they're used to ingesting. The weather forecast for this afternoon, look for skies to remain sunny with a high near 84. For tonight, a 50% chance of showers, mainly after 11 p.m. and cloudy with a low near 66. And Wednesday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, partly sunny later with a high near 82. Thursday, partly sunny, high near 74, and then getting very warm for the weekend. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.